This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Before the recession, Arkansas highway officials began discussing the construction of a limited-access eastern bypass that would extend from South Fayetteville to north of Rogers. That plan was scrapped. Instead, the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department commissioned a feasibility study to extend Highway 265 from Springdale, where it terminates north of town, to U.S. 62, which runs east-west north of Rogers. Planners say computer modeling indicates the project is justified, so now highway officials are holding two public meetings to collect comments on their study in both Springdale and Rogers this week. John McLarty, Transportation Study Director for the Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission, says there are three possible routes, and seeking public opinion on what might work best is the next step.
You know, the first thing the highway department does is just, is this facility needed? And then, so this isn't a location meeting to pin down the route, but it is to show, you know, that some corridors have been identified, but it's not to the stage of picking the exact route yet. So it's still in the arena of is the facility needed? What are some of the issues that might be out there?
Highway 265, a three-lane center turn highway in East Fayetteville, becomes four lanes into Springdale before it terminates. Three routes to extend it are being considered, following Old Wire Road north, build slightly west of Old Wire, following portions of First Street and Rogers through the Cross Hollow area, and the final option, build a route farther east, away from the city. Planners say the Cross Hollow area is archaeologically sensitive, so that could present barriers. But overall, computer modeling indicates the new corridor will ease congestion both on Interstate 540 and US 71B.
I just looked at the figures on our model, and it shows that this route, if completed, would carry just about as much traffic as 71B does. You know, it would be to the east of 71B. But it's showing in the year 2035 that it would have traffic counts up around 35,000, which is very attractive.
The Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department are hosting two public input sessions today from 4 to 7 at the Jones Center in Springdale and Wednesday from 4 to 7 at Rogers Heritage High School.
Work is continuing on a pedestrian tunnel that will be part of Fayetteville's alternative trails and transportation system. The tunnel requires excavation across Garland Avenue near Agri Park. Traffic for much of this week and next near the work will be rerouted off of Garland and through Agri Park. When completed, the tunnel will connect the Skull Creek Trail to the west side of Interstate 540.
GOP presidential candidate Herman Cain will be in Northwest Arkansas later this month. He's scheduled to address the Lincoln Day dinner in Springdale October 27th. The chair of the Washington County Republican Party, Jim Rivas, says the candidate's upcoming appearance has created a stir.
It is just amazing that the phone calls that we're getting and who have bought tickets to this have actually gone so far over the political spectrum, and so far across the state. We've got people from Missouri, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Tennessee, who are driving in to listen to this man.
Herman Cain has emerged in recent weeks as a strong challenger to Mitt Romney for the party nomination.
Senior Jasmine Norton is the SEC Volleyball Player of the Week following strong performances at home last weekend. This is Norton's first conference recognition since earning six Freshman of the Week accolades in 2009. It's the Arkansas Razorbacks' first Player of the Week since former Razorback standout Jessica Durrell was honored twice in 2007. Arkansas, by the way, will be at Barnhill Arena twice this weekend, hosting Mississippi Friday night and Alabama Sunday afternoon.
The Arkansas football game against Vanderbilt a week from Saturday will kick off at 11:21 a.m. and be broadcast on the SEC Network. Start time for the game in Nashville was announced yesterday.
Support for Ozarks at Large and KUAF is provided in part by Walton Arts Center and its 20th anniversary season, presenting the Munich Symphony performing Mozart's Requiem on Tuesday, November 1st. Tickets or more information are available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600.